to the managers, had a meeting this morning with staff. They announced that 30 jobs will be moved to Foyle, which means now that the Steban Ernie Road benefits offices will just be a frontline offices with a few members of staff manning that. This is not acceptable. You know, Steban is one of the highest unemployment black spots. And yet again, it's Steban people and Steban it suffers. We be first cut on anything. And now what I'm calling is the minister to have a look at this and call for this decision to be overturned. 30 staff now will have to travel to Derry or wherever else. In the current economic climate, these staff now have to face the excess fuel bills and things like this. Plus, the people using the benefits office in Steban are now going to be cut down to just two or three people. And apparently, it's going to be, if you're looking for anything else, you have to go ring through the call centre.
Might be claimed by management and indeed by the minister that at least jobs aren't being lost and money has to be saved. And if it can be saved without losing jobs, then it should be seen as a win-win situation for everyone.
Well, it's not a win-win situation for the members of staff. Some of those members of staff don't drive. Now these members of staff have now an added burden put on them of extra fuel costs, parking charges for within Derry or wherever they're sent to. This is not acceptable. But and the main thing is, it's just not the staff as well. It's actually the general public of Steban who have now have had their services cut again. The staff now be moved, and the people of Steban are now left, apparently, are going to be left with a call centre if they need to ring, or frontline service staff, two or three members of staff, and that's all is going to be at the front desk.